How to successfully live off the grid in remote areas is the subject of a new book called The Alaska Homesteader's Handbook, Independent Living on the Last Frontier. The book features profiles and how-to tips by Alaska homesteaders and offers practical advice on a wide range of topics, from how to age game meat to packing horses for the backcountry to safely crossing rivers. The book's authors, Tricia Brown and Nancy Gates, divided 44 homesteader interviews. Nancy said it was a bit intimidating to go to their homes and ask personal questions, but she says once she did, it was so interesting she couldn't take notes.
Because I was so riveted by their expressions and by how they looked off in the distance and how they looked at their wives and smiled at certain, you know, I started taking a tape recorder so I could get all of the words and still be able to watch their faces.
Building root cellars, feeding your family, and how to handle isolation are also covered, along with many other useful wilderness survival tips. Tricia Brown says they wanted to cover the entire state because challenges vary by region.
I talked with the Helmrichs family that lives at Colville River up in the Arctic coast, and you know, they're second generation there. Actually, they have kids and grandkids there. They're difficulties are going to vary greatly from Steve Axelson, who's in a boat on Southeast, you know. So that whole aspect of it was extremely fun because we understand the breadth of Alaska and how it has all these microclimates and ways of living, but our readers outside don't always.
Nancy Gates says the book won't give you everything you need to live off the grid, but it does help you consider what those needs are and how to cope with things that will happen. She says the last homesteader in all of America is living here. His name is Kenneth Deerdorf.
He told us how to live in a tent in the winter. And he told me about how, you know, he didn't sleep on a cot because having cold air underneath you, it was hard to stay warm enough. So he would build up snow. He would shovel the snow away from where the wood stove was going to go inside the tent. And he would pile that where he was going to sleep. And then he would put like caribou skins over that and then his bedding on top of that. And he'd always arrange it so he could reach the wood stove so he could put in kindling and get the fire going before he had to get out.
The women say there is a difference between the latest survival movement called preppers and Alaskan homesteaders who were practical preppers. Not preparing for the end of anything, but with an eye toward living in the moment, being in Alaska, and being self-reliant. They also found that most homesteaders learned a lot from local Native people about how to survive. Tricia Brown says Dick Prenicke's book, One Man's Wilderness, attracted many people to Alaska in the 70s, and one of the people they profiled, Roy Corral, has a copy.
He had Dick Prenicke's book in his cabin in the Brooks Range. And then while he was away trying to make money so he could live without money, a bear broke into his cabin and ate the book. He said there was some of Dick Prenicke's words here and some of Dick Prenicke's words there. So, yeah, One Man's Wilderness got spread around a little bit.
The Alaska Homesteader's Handbook is available now. You can find links to it at our website, alaskapublic.org.